Good morning. Well, it's a good morning today. It's a cold morning, I would say. It's cold for us because we came from the hot climate and very humid down in the island of Fiji. And I would say bula to you all. That's our national greetings. It means hello. I'm glad to be here this morning standing before you and seeing what the Lord has for us this morning to hear. And I'm sure that we have a great time. Blessed time, excitement time, and we go home blessed with excitement. I pray that His Word will take course in our life and strengthen us as we look unto Him for our fresh, for our week. I'm glad to be here, and I just say thank you for having me. Thank you for praying for us. And I'm sure that you have many questions you would like to ask me, so you can do it after the service and try to help you to understand the work that we are doing in the island of Fiji. We have been really blessed with our school and seeing that all the children that come from is not from a Christian background. They are from non-Christian background. And they come to learn the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, and that we are planting the seed in the heart of these young children. And they go tell to their parents in the non-Christian home. And it is a blessing to see and hear the report from the non-Christian parents what their children share and hear. And they come to us and they tell us. So it is a great blessing and a set that we set aside to help these people with the gospel as far as we're giving them education. So we do pray that you'll continue to pray for us as we labor in the Lord together. We're not alone. We all are together. And we just pray that the Lord will reach many souls for His glory and for His honor. And I thank God. And I just here this morning and some of you might know me. I think the last time I came, it was on Wednesday night and just came in and went off. So this time I've been around here in Bendigo, beautiful city, and seen a lot about the city here and also to meet you all and to know that and thank you for your prayers and support that you have been giving us through the years. With me, I'm those who don't know me very well. My name is Michael Money. I'm married with 4 children and 1 wife. And I thank God for them. And my girls, 2 of my girls are married. And we have 1 grandson. And one will be getting married soon, maybe in July sometimes. And with me, my wife and my son is here. So we are blessed to stand before you and to give you the updates on the work at Glory Gate Baptist Church in Singotoka. We started in 93. We've been there for the last 17 years. And through that work, we got another 2 work established. And they are going well by the grace of God. So, continue to pray. There are many islands in Fiji, as shared within Sunday school class. We have about 333 islands altogether. And we need to have Bible-believing churches in this island. And we have very short time. And days are just flying away. And we need to be occupied with the things of Lord and running and doing things while we have time. Because days are approaching when we don't have that. So do pray and ask God's wisdom as He gives us so that we can labor together for the glory of God. And if you'd like to turn with me to the book of Hebrew in chapter 12. And we'll read verse 1 and verse 2. And I'm sure that we have plenty of time till 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon, Pastor. Okay, he says, go ahead. It's fine. So we have here in the Word of God this morning, we find in book of Hebrews in chapter 12, in verse 1, the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the same, and is set down at the right hand of God, right at of the throne of God. May the Lord help us this evening, this morning, as we look unto Him. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for Your wonderful Word that You have given us. Thank You for saving us this morning. Thank You, Lord, for Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world and died for us. Thank You, Lord, for accepting us as we are this morning. Help us today, Lord, that we look into Your Word and be serious about things that need to be done. Help us, Father, that, Lord, that we will live as a testimony to the people out there And Lord, be concerned and burden for souls. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word will encourage us this morning. Strengthen us, Lord. In any area, Lord, we are weak, we pray, God, that you will, Lord, highlight to our lives, the Father, that we will come before thee and ask your strength, your wisdom, that, Lord, that we will help to grow and to, Lord, to help others to grow. Help us today, we pray, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us. Let him be our teacher, teaching us thy truth and setting us free. Father, we pray as we commit this time, each and every one of us here, Lord, that thy word will take course in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Are you glad this morning? I'm sure that you are. You must be excited because this is the first day of the week. This is the Lord's Day. So we come with what? Joy and excitement, isn't it? If you come with sadness, this is not a place for you. We don't come here for funeral service. We come to rejoice in the things of the Lord. So we need to be excited of what God can do. Not what we can do, but what He can do. And the theme that this morning I have to share with you, gracefully running the race. We are in the race today. And we need to run this race by the grace of God. We cannot run by the wisdom or knowledge or experience what you and I have today. If we are running this race, we need to run by the grace of God. Because we are here by the grace of God. We are saved by the grace of God. There is no other way that we can look this morning and say, this is what I have done. It is all by the grace of God. Aren't you glad this morning that you are saved by the grace of God? Hey, we have a race to run. And we are running it. And many times we don't realize that. There are race that is run by each and every individual. And sometimes we run this race by our own ways. And we're thinking that we are running by God. We're thinking that God is in it. But sometimes we need to stop and check that am I running this race by the grace of God? Am I running this race by the grace of God? If I'm not running by the grace of God, then we need to stop and find out and see that how we could run this race by His grace so that it can bring profit to you and I and strength and wisdom that we need today to run this race. And there's so much is happening in the world that we live in. And a lot of people are running it. They are racing it. They are doing this. They are doing that. Everything is centered on us. But we need to get us out of here and put Christ at the center so that we can run by His grace so that He can have His ways in each and every individual life. And this first thing I like to look this morning is that we are running this race by the grace of God, and that should encourage each and every individual who are running this race. And that is the first thing we see in the scriptures this morning. If you turn back to chapter 11, we find there are a lot of people in the past that have run this race by the grace of God. And these are some of the examples can help you and I to understand, to help you in this race, in this life that we are running. And we need to run with excitement, we need to run with joy, we need to run with the way the Lord wants us to run, not my way. Because it is His race. Because we are all in the plan of God. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every individual. And that is what He wants us to understand. To understand what the plan He has for you, the plan that He has for me, and the purpose that you and I are here for, and what we are doing as individuals. It may be hard, it may be difficult, it might not be easy. But I tell you one thing, the Bible says, if we run by the grace of God, you'll see that you are not running the race, I'm not running this race, it is run by God. And He is giving us the strength that we need to run to achieve what is He has for each and every individual. And we have some forerunners in past, they have run the race. We find in chapter 11, in verse 4, we find that by faith the Bible said, Abel offered unto God a more excellent and sacrifice than Cain. The Bible says, by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And by it, he being dead, it speaketh. Isn't it great to see a man that have run this race before us by faith? And he brought God the best of the best. He didn't give God anything seconds. God wants your life as the best ability as you and I can give today. God wants to use you this morning. God wants to use us for His glory, for His honor. You see, Abel was able to give God the excellent and the best of his offering to God. He brought out of all he had the best to God. And he gave all that he has for God. And that's why we talk about him so mightily, so greatly about him, because he is a man of faith, trusting God and giving God all he had. Until we realize and give the best to God and give all that we have to God, God will not going to use you and I when we be like his brother Cain. You know the story what happened. You know all that has happened, what his brother did to him. Yet he died today for what he has done, but it brought glory and honor to God. God was pleased with his offering. God was pleased with him because he put God first in his life. He gave him the first priority in everything. He was running this race by the grace of God. He don't thought of his own self. He don't look into his own self. He was thinking about God. He was giving God all the glory. And I learned one thing this morning is that I need to run this race by the grace of God. And that will encourage you and I. And this is a great encouragement you and I can see today from his word that can help you and I to run this race as Abel was able to run. He paid his life for it. Aren't you glad that we're living in a nation that is giving us an abundance of things today? We don't need to give our life. Nobody's coming here and saying that, oh, you have to give your life for the sake of the gospel. But we have today in the world, in some part of the world, that people still are killed for the sake of the gospel. People are persecuted for the sake of the gospel. People are treated badly because of the gospel this morning. And we are sitting here in the nation that we have freedom to worship God. We can come here with excitement and joy and say, Lord, I want to just thank you for what you are doing in my life. You know that we have gone through the week with some kind of stress or difficulties, problem it may be. But after all, we need to give him the glory. Because he is putting us through that position, that situation, so that we can come by faith and give myself to him. Surrender myself to him. I love that hymn when we sing, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Do we? Do we sing it for the sake of singing, or do we sing it in our heart and saying, God, I want to give all of my life to you so that you can use it for your glory, you can use it for your honor. Lord, as it's pleasing to you, Lord, use it. Can we say this morning, hey, I'm excited because great thing is happening and God is doing great things in my life. Are you here with me this morning? I shall hope so. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to encourage you this morning. And this is the Word of God. And the Word of God needs to give me joy. It needs to help us with excitement. Hey, get excited because God is going to do great things. And get excited because he is showing you that how he can use you and I today to bring glory and honor to himself. We need to get out of that place that we are today. Abel did that. And that was able to give God the best. Can you give God the best this morning of your life? It might be something that you may be holding this morning and want to keep it for yourself. God wants you to give it away. Are we willing to give God that best of our life for his service? To worship him? Can we come with that freedom and the joy of my heart and say, God, this morning I want to give all that I have. That you can use me, God. So that I'm running this race. And in this race that I'm running in this world, I'm not running alone. I'm running with God. And God is with me in every situation, in every circumstances. He is helping me to run this race. The second person we can see this morning to help you and I to encourage to run this race is Enoch. The Bible says by faith, he was running that race. He also ran this race by faith. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God translated him, for before his translation, he has this testimony that his testimony pleased God. You know, Enoch was walking with God and it was pleasing to God. And all that he did was to please the Savior. Not himself. Not what he wanted to do. And that's why he didn't test that. He said, by faith. And today is a testimony to you and I. That his testimony was that he pleased God in his ways of work. And what are you and I today as Christians? Are we walking that God can be pleased with our testimony? Many times, I've shared this morning in our Sunday school class that it was my aunt who lived a great testimony to me. A thing that I was desiring, a thing that I was looking in her life. And I was wanting to know what she had that we don't have. And that makes me to come to know Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that testimony. And we find here a great encouragement that Enoch lived a life that was pleasing to God. Everything he did in his life must be pleasing to God. And I ask the question to myself, am I doing everything that is pleasing to God? And many times we fail to please God in everything. We like to only acknowledge on Sundays when we come to church that I'm coming to please God. What about the rest of the week? What about the rest of my life? Am I committed? Am I dedicated to stand before God and please God in every circumstance? And whether I have to go through hardship, whether I have to go through difficulties, whether whatever it is in that road that I'm running in, am I stand strong and say, Lord, I'm going to please you despite what is happening in my life? How I'm running this race this morning? Is it by the grace of God or by myself? The Bible says, these are all the clouds of witnesses that have run this race in past. Yeah, we're talking about the same God. He's not changed. He has not changed at all. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. We serve the unchangeless Christ. He has not changed about anything. And here I find that these people has run this race by the grace of God in past, by faith, by pleasing God, not themselves. If we are pleasing ourselves this morning, we are in the wrong place. We need to give God the glory. We need to give Him all the glory and honor this morning because He is helping us to run this race. We find Noah, the third person in chapter verse 7, the Bible says that by faith, being owned, he was owned of God, of things not seen yet, the Bible says, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and because his of the righteousness, which is by faith. See, Noah ran this race by faith. He believed God. What God said, that was settled in his heart. He did exactly what God wants him to do. He took the warning of God seriously. And that is what we're not finding today in the world that we are living in. When we talk about the seriousness of God, when you talk about salvation, when you talk about that God loves you, and when you talk about that if you don't know God, you're going to die and go to hell, and we're finding that people all over the world not taking it seriously. It was in the time of Noah. There's nothing different in your days, in my days. It's same. It's same. Noah found the same thing in his time. God warned him that he's going to destroy the entire universe. And Noah, with the warning, went and prepared their heart right in the mountains. And you see, the people at that time, they mocked him. They laughed at him. They were telling him he was a fool building a boat right on the mountain. You know, if somebody tells you some kind of thing, I'm sure that we're going to stand up and fold our hands up, you know, to go at him. But Noah took the warning of God. He was warning people for the disaster that is going to come. And that he was preparing for what God has asked him to do. He never gave up. He believed God. And what God said is settled. And today when we look into the Word of God, it needs to be settled in our heart that what the Word speaks to you and I, and that is what you and I are going to stand for. I'm not going to please myself. I'm not going to run my way. But I'm going to run by the grace of God. And this is what Noah did. And we find that only his household was saved. You know, if you look at the mission work around the world, we can look at Noah. We can see, man, there are so many people in his time. Only 8 people got saved. But he warned. The warning was there. The warning is here for you and I today. The same it was in the time of Noah. It is same in our days. The warning is here. We need to get ready. We need to get prepared. We need to know that any day the Lord will appear. We need to know and we need to prepare to meet the Savior. And that should be excitement and joy in our life. Because I'm ready to meet my Savior. Hey, Noah did. Are we warning people about hell? Are we telling there's a disaster that is going to come? Because God is going to destroy this earth that you are living in. He's not going to spare. Because what the Bible said, it is settled. Whether you like it or you don't. That's what the word of God is. It is settled in heaven. And God says He's going to come and He's going to destroy this entire world that you and I are living as it was. He said it will be more terrible in the days of Noah than in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Are we running the race by the grace of God? Friends, there are many people we can go and look in the Word this morning as a testimony, as encouragement to you and I, who are running this race by the grace of God. They didn't complain. They go through difficulties as you and I went through. They go through every circumstance. You just name it, they went through it. But they were able to run by the grace of God. But if you're running with your own strength this morning, we're not able to accomplish all that they have accomplished in their life. You may say, oh, there's been old time, but I have seen men and women in this present age. In this present time, they are running the race by the grace of God. They go through hardship, they go through suffering, but they are running it. They are running it according to the work of God. And I've seen men, godly women, they go through such a hard time. Some of them are still serving God. There are some of them still in the full-time work. And they're seeing that the suffering they go through. But still, they're running the race by the grace of God. And that should encourage you and I this morning to run the race by the grace of God. And we should take it seriously in our heart that I want to run this race by the grace of God. Because it's a serious thing. Let us not focus on ourselves. Never not say what I can achieve in the world today, but what I can achieve for God today. What will say when I'm going to stand before Him on that day when I see Him face to face? What is my achievement? We have a lot of things we want to achieve for ourselves here. Folks, there are souls out there who need to know the gospel. We need to be told that there is a danger. We need to tell them the warning of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That if they don't come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior, they will die and go to hell. But Jesus said He is the only way to the Father. There is no other way. And if we are not prepared to share that, if we are not prepared to run this race by His grace, we are going to miss out of the great opportunity that the Lord has given us. The second thing I'd like you to see from this portion of the Scripture. And the Bible says here, let us lay aside every weight. I don't know what of the weights you are carrying this morning. But we are carrying some kind of weight this morning. And it may be a weight of doubt this morning. If you are doubting God, you are doubting the Word of God, it's a weight for you. It will go heavy and heavy and heavy and heavy. The more you doubt on the things of the Lord, the more heavy it's going to go. And with that, you're going to have fear in your heart. With that, you're going to have worried in your heart. And with then you come to a stage of depression because you doubt the living God. The God who saved. That may be a weight this morning that is pressing on your heart. The Bible says here very clear, let us lay aside that every weight that we carry this morning. I don't know about you this morning, but I don't want to doubt God. Hey, I found a Savior, a risen Savior. Hey, I don't serve a dead God anymore now. And I'm excited because I don't serve. Because I know that my King, my Savior, is coming to take me home one day. So that needs to be excited because I don't want to carry this weight with me. I need to believe with all my heart. That I serve a risen Savior. If it's a weight of doubt this morning, yeah, we got something that we need to do about it. It may be a weight of doubt. We need to look into our life. We need to scan our life this morning. You know, here we go to the doctors. We find a scan, CAT scan, right? They take you and they scan you out. And they will find what's wrong with you. And they'll tell you. And then you know what's the problem with you physically. Hey, this is how I scanned this morning the Word of God. We need to scan our life with His Word to see if there is a weight of doubt we are carrying this morning. It may be a weight of pride this morning. A weight of pride. You know, every one of us are pride people. We have pride in something, we have pride in that thing, or we are living a weight of pride. And we don't want to humble ourselves. The Word says that it is a weight that we're carrying, and it will gonna take you away from the things of the Lord. Is pride is on our life? Am I walking with God with pride, or am I walking with God with a humble heart? It may be a weight of pride this morning. God wants us to surrender this to Him by coming to Him and say, how sorry we are, so that we can take this weight away from our lives. Or it could be a pride of laziness. Or it could be a pride of jealousy. It could be a pride of, I can just give you a list of the list. It may be a pride that we of things that are weight that we are carrying today. And these weights are not helping in our life. It's not helping in our Christian world. He's taking you and I away from the things of the Lord. We are not giving the time that we need to give to the Lord. We are not reading His Word. We are not concentrating on what God wants us to do. We don't have our family altar. We don't pray the way we need to pray. Because these weights are taking His place in our heart. And we don't have time for God. Oh friends, if there is any weight that you're carrying today, there's only few I have listed here this morning. It may be any kind of weight this morning you're carrying. Will you give it to God? And I guarantee you this morning, when you give it to the living Savior, He will take your weight away from you. And He said that I have nailed it in the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. And He said it is finished. And I thank God that He took my weight. I thank God He has taken my weight from my shoulder. My sin, He was shamed in my place. He was beaten in my place. Yet He didn't open His mouth. He humbly gave Himself on the cross of Calvary. Excitement needs to be in our life this morning. Because I serve a risen Savior. I don't serve a dead God. Because He took my weight away. Are you glad this morning? Hello? Are we here? There need to be excitement because these weights are troubling you and I this morning. We need to bring it before the Savior. And He will take it away from you and I. There was a man who loves his dog very much. He was a dog lover, and I find here in Australia, people love dog more than anything else. They live in their house, they travel in their nice car. You know, they look after them and they got everything. One place we went in Sydney, we found that there is a daycare center for dogs. Why? I couldn't believe that there is a daycare center for dogs. Wow. We don't even have a daycare center for children back home. Yeah, we got a dog at daycare centers. And they're tracked there. They've been treated very well. Wow, I said, man, that's something that new for me. But anyway, this man loves his dog. And one day he came from the work and his dog was dead. But he thought that he was sleeping, he didn't wake up on him. So he took the dog to the vet and said, Doc, look after my dog because he's not responding to my call. When I come home, he always wiggled his tail to me and say good afternoon and whatever. And so he's not responding. So this man gave the dog to the vet. The vet looked at the dog and said, might take it away, bury him, he's dead. He said, come on, dog, I love this dog. Do something about it. So the vet thought about it, he went and got a cat. And he put a cat across the dog a few times, up and down and up. He said, look, mate, if that dog was alive, you would just go for the cat. But look, he's dead, you know. You take it home and bury him. So he just, with sadness, he took the dog and he just buried him. After a few weeks, he got a bill in his hand. When he opened the bill, he said that was $550. Boy, you told him that for the dead dog, he must be angry as anything. He took that bill to the doctor and said, what is this, Mike? And he said, hey, that's $50 is my examination fees and $500 for CAT scan. The point I want to make here is, friend, let God scan our life this morning. Maybe these kind of things today are bothering us. Maybe these weights are carrying us away from things of God. You might wake up in Sunday morning, you said, I'm not excited, you want to come to church, but you are forcing yourself. That's not the way. Hey, we come to the Lord's Day with excitement. We come to the Lord's Day with joy. We want to come excited. We are glad to meet one another. We want to have rejoice with one another, because that needs to encourage us. Because we are in the race. And we are running this race, and it's not going to be easy if you run alone. We need one another. The days are evil. The days are coming short. And there is something you and I can do about it. Is to get behind and get into things of God and say, God, that I want to run this race by His grace. And we have seen these forerunners we have run in past. Maybe someone today here sitting, and you young people may be looking at their life and they're running that race for you. Even they are all, you can see them coming with their stick, but Sunday after Sunday, they are here in church. They are the example to you and I this morning, running the race for the glory of God. What about you this morning? Is anything bothering you? I'm going to close here. If anything in your life that is stopping you to run this race, you need to give it to God and say, God, I don't want to run this race my way. I want to run this race by the grace of God. And when we run this race by the grace of God, His word is going to carry you through and through. And I guarantee that. I guarantee you that. Because His word is perfect. We have this word above everything.